I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU's The Green Room. We continue today with our series on the 1,4-dioxane plume that continues to contaminate groundwater in and around Ann Arbor. In previous segments, we've made clear court documents refer to Gelman Sciences, Inc. as the legal entity responsible for carrying out remediation. But outside of court, names used interchangeably for responsible party are Paul, Paul Gelman, Danaher, or even Paul Gelman Danaher. In this installment of The Green Room, Barbara Lucas tries to discover who exactly is the responsible party.
After the dioxin pollution was first discovered in 1984, Gelman Sciences claimed the state of Michigan was responsible. They said the state had sanctioned Gelman's dioxin discharges, but the state disagreed. Nearly 5 years of court battles ended in a consent judgment in 1992, which ordered Gelman to clean up the pollution. But that didn't settle the matter. Chatting with Ann Arbor resident Bob Bailey after a dioxin criteria meeting, I learned something surprising. Gelman Sciences had pointed the finger at Dow Chemical.
I'm retired from Dow Chemical Company, where Gelman originally called me in 1984 or 85 about this pollution, asking for a bundle of money. So I sent them off to the administration.
Why did they want a bundle of money?
Well, because Dow was one of the companies who had sold them the dioxane.
Apparently, Gelman claimed Dow failed to inform them that 1,4-dioxane is not biodegradable. The companies settled out of court. Bailey said Dow gave them the money
on the condition that they forevermore be out of this problem.
Chuck Gelman finally did manage to transfer the liability when he sold the company to Paul Corporation in 1997. As Paul spokesperson Farsad Fartoui told Ann Arbor Business Magazine in 2005, Paul had the option to buy only the business without the environmental liability, but chose to buy the liability. Quote, "After all, we are an infiltration company. Cleanup is our job." But in 2015, the business traded hands again when Paul was purchased by the multinational Danaher Corporation. I'm knocking at the door of the Paul Corporation on Wagner Road. There's not much here. A trailer next door to a chain-link fence surrounding big metal boxes. The manufacturing company that once employed hundreds is long gone. Only a skeleton cleanup crew remains. This makes some people nervous, including citizen watchdog Roger Rail.
So with Danaher, maybe they're just going to set it up so they can walk away from that even. And then the whole cost and risk will be transferred back to the taxpayers.
Is that possible?
Oh, sure. GM did it. You know, they split the company, and the part that's taking care of the cleanup has X amount of dollars. When that money runs out, there's not going to be any more money.
I thought Danaher was legally responsible.
Yeah, but they could take Paul, split it into two parts. You know, the part that's making money, they can still call Paul. The other part, they can say the Paul cleanup and give him X amount of dollars that supposedly will finish the cleanup based on somebody's estimate, probably the lower of the estimates. And then, you know, in 10 or 20 years or whenever that money runs out, then you're left with this spreading plume that somebody's got to take care of. And who do you think that's going to have to be? I mean, we're already just 20 or 30 years into this, and there's already two companies that have left the scene. You know, Gelman's no longer Gelman. Paul's really no longer Paul.
What about the line of credit from Gelman Sciences that the state of Michigan holds? Over $28 million is in the bank for the state to use if the polluter doesn't fulfill its obligations. It's called the Financial Assurance Mechanism. But Rail is not assured. He thinks the amount stashed is paltry compared to the enormity of the task.
And then when that money runs out, the cost and risk are going to be transferred back to the public. The company, whatever shell of company is left at that point, will just declare bankruptcy, and then it's going to be stuck back to the public.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor is not as concerned the responsible party might walk away.
There's not a lot of discretion here. At some point, the judge is going to, if the case reopens, at some point the judge is going to rule, and that will be the party's obligation to follow that rule.
And if Danaher sells, Taylor says the obligation will be in the buyer's hands. Okay, so where does the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality think the liability lies? After all, they're the government entity that deals with the polluter in court. Ann Arbor City Council member Sumi Kalasapathy asked Robert Wagner, Program Deputy Director of the DEQ.
So, Danaher is the successor corporation, right? The one for dioxin plume liability is right now on Danaher's balance sheet, correct?
That's a really good question, and it kind of depends on whether you're looking at this from legal liability or you're looking at this from business, corporate liability.
Corporate liability.
Yeah, so,
balance sheet, yep.
I don't know what Danaher has listed as their liabilities, for instance, on their reporting under federal law. But if it's listed, then that would be correct. I don't have familiarity with it.
If the head DEQ official doesn't know. Okay, to the horse's mouth. What is Paul and Danaher's perspective on their responsibilities?
Danaher Corporation. I'm sorry I'm not available to take your call at this time.
Beginning in February of last year, we've tried contacting folks in numerous departments at both Paul and Danaher.
Do you know when I might expect that call?
No, but I will most certainly be passing the message along for you.
All messages go unreturned. And we aren't the only ones reaching out with no response. Recently, Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt tried a different approach.
In a letter that just says, you know, we're writing you because we had a tough time with the last group of folks and we never saw them much, and it looks like you all are a little more conscious of this. And
that's the sentiment behind a September 13th letter to Danaher, which was signed by leaders from the city of Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, and Scio and Ann Arbor townships. The letter requests an answer by the end of September. It asks if Danaher walks the talk of corporate responsibility. Indeed, here are highlights from Danaher's social responsibility report. Sensitivity to community environmental concerns, purifying the global water supply, and there's even a spotlight on their ultraviolet light method for removing dioxin from drinking water.
Sounds like something that they certainly are knowledgeable about.
Will they step up to the plate and use their extensive skills and resources to purify Ann Arbor's groundwater? The community awaits a response.
Danaher Corporation?
I've emailed her and called her. I don't know if you have any suggestions.
Reach Megan Britt with Danaher. I'm away from my desk. If you please leave me a message, I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Record your message at the tone when you are finished.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
Hi, Megan. This is Barbara Lucas.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To hear the first 21 installments of our ongoing series on the Ann Arbor area's 1-4 dioxane plume, visit the Green Room archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.